Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Massacre Mondays. The city, East St. Louis. The year, 1917. All right, let's go back to 1917. The United States has an active economy. It's boosted by the World War I. A lot of people that would be working has been drafted into military service. Black folk had started the Great Migration, which was moving from the South to the North, you know, trying to get away from the lynchings and that Jim Crow South. During the spring of 1870, blacks was arriving in St. Louis at the rate of 2,000 per week. And of course, the white folks was mad at black folk, because black folks are moving there willing to work a lot more for a lot less. Insert July 1st, 1917. It was a black Ford Model T. Had some white boys in it. They drove through a black area in the city. It's a group of black folk on the street. White boys get to shooting in the crowd. An hour later, another Ford comes through looking similar. They had four people in the vehicle. A journalist, two police officers were in it. They came into the same area. Now, the black folk there, possibly assuming that the car was the same folk that just came through earlier shooting up the place, they opened fire on the car. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. In that shooting, they killed an officer instantly and they mortally wounded another. That set it off. The next day, thousands of white folks went down there to look at that doggone car with all the detectives' blood in there. From there, they rushed to the black sections of the city, beating and shooting blacks on the streets, women, children, didn't matter. They cut the water hoses at the fire department and then went and burned entire sections of the city. Then they would stand outside and shoot any black folks that was trying to escape the fires. The following day, on July 3rd, 1917, a reporter from the St. Louis Dispatch wrote,
"For an hour and a half last evening, I saw the massacre of helpless Negroes in downtown East St. Louis, where black skin was a death warrant."
The New York Times reported one of the interactions.
10 or 15 young girls were about 18 years old, chased a Negro woman at the relay depot at about 5 o'clock. The girls were brandishing clubs and calling upon the men to kill the woman.
The NAACP says between 100 and 200 black people died that weekend. 6,000 black folk were left homeless after their neighborhoods were burned. They said it was about $400,000 worth of total property damage. That's about $9 million today. One of the silliest stories I saw was Lena Cook. She survived, and she testified against three white men who have killed her husband and her 14-year-old son. Now, John Charles Hanna and Harry Robinson weren't charged with the death of her family, but they were tried for the murder of William Kaiser. Now, William Kaiser was a white merchant who had been killed by a bullet that passed through the body of Larissa Beard. They both got found guilty of murder and sentenced to 15 years in prison. If you don't understand what I'm saying these white men weren't on trial for killing her son. The bullet that went through her son and killed a white man, they was on trial for that. And I didn't know. Maybe you didn't either.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.